This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 734 people have now died globally as a result of the COVID-19 virus. It's more than 163,000 in the United States, more than 101,000 in Brazil. No other country comes close. The number of worldwide infections has hit another milestone, this time 20 million and climbing. The highest numbers are in the U.S., Brazil, and India together, making up more than half of the global infections. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Monday that the frontline health workers in Brazil are at serious risk of contracting COVID-19 as they carry out essential work. The organization announced a campaign Monday to support essential workers there. The Brazilian Health Ministry said that approximately 233,000 health professionals have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and around 200 of those have died of it, but the number is believed to be much higher. In fact, Brazil's Federal Council of Nursing says that it has recorded more than 300 COVID-19-related deaths within the nursing profession alone. Vilified, threatened with violence, and in some cases suffering from burnout, dozens of state and local public health leaders around the United States have resigned or have been fired amid the coronavirus outbreak, a testament to how politically combustible masks, lockdowns, and infection data have become. One of the latest departures came Sunday when California's public health director, Dr. Sonia Angel, was ousted following a technical glitch that caused a delay in reporting hundreds of thousands of virus test results, information used to make decisions about reopening businesses and schools there. Last week, New York City's health commissioner was replaced after months of friction with the police department and City Hall, and local government officials across the U.S. have been on edge for months about how to keep basic services running while covering rising costs related to the coronavirus outbreak. This is VOA News. Lebanon's prime minister stepped down from his job Monday in the wake of the catastrophic explosion in Beirut that triggered public outrage, saying that he has come to the conclusion that corruption in the country is bigger than the state. The move risks opening the way to dragged-out negotiations over a new cabinet amid urgent calls for reform. It follows a weekend of anti-government protest after the August 4th explosion in Beirut's port that decimated the facility and caused widespread destruction, killing at least 160 people and injuring about 6,000 others. In a brief televised speech after three of his ministers resigned, the Prime Minister Hassan Diab said that he and his government were stepping down. Hong Kong's Apple Daily tabloid responded with defiance Tuesday to the arrest of owner Jimmy Lai under a new national security law imposed by Beijing. In a front page headline above an image of Lai in handcuffs, it read, "Apple Daily must fight on." The paper said on its website that more than 500,000 copies were printed, up from the usual 100,000. Lai was detained over suspected collusion with foreign forces, as about 200 police searched the newspaper's office, collecting 25 boxes of evidence. His arrest comes amid a crackdown against pro-democracy opposition in Hong Kong, which has drawn international condemnation and raised fears for the freedoms promised by Beijing when the former British colony returned to China in 1997. The sweeping new security law imposed on June 30th punishes anything Beijing considers secession, subversion, terrorism, or collusion with foreign forces, with up to life in prison. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he will make his Republican presidential renomination acceptance speech from either the White House or at a Civil War battlefield in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. With the coronavirus pandemic unchecked in the U.S., neither Mr. Trump nor his Democratic opponent in the November 3rd former Vice President Joe Biden is planning to make a traditional nomination acceptance speech at either of their respective scale-back conventions. Biden last week said he would make his August 20th nomination acceptance speech from his home of Delaware rather than go to the convention site in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is said to have interviewed the finalist to be his running mate, and his campaign is readying to announce his choice. Biden and his potential vice president will formally accept the party's nomination at the Democratic National Convention scheduled for August 17th through 20th, and he's expected to announce his pick before that begins. The New York Times reported earlier Monday that Biden's campaign plans to announce a decision as soon as Tuesday, or more likely on Wednesday, citing people briefed onto the selection process. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.